Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. Excitement is building as the birthday of all birthdays nears. Our holiday season is officially in the books for 2016 as the Lonesome Pine Sentinel along the trail has been lit for yet another year. What a joy it is coming around the curve and down the hill beside Birch Lake to be by the towering spruce, all aglow with hundreds of twinkling baubles, to break up the darkest of darkness. Thanks to those folks on Birch for lighting up our wilderness lives. Another kickoff for our season's greetings is recognized with the annual Borealis Holiday Concert. A number of our Gunflint Trail neighbors lent their voices and instrumental talents to this joy-to-the-world spectacle. Congrats to all participants and organizers. Add to these humankind happenings the arrival of the full Ojibwe Little Spirit Moon within the last few days, and one could not ask for a brighter time in the final stanza of the year. Conditions for wintertime fanciers have been given a boost over the past seven with our first extended cold spell. Better late than never. While new snow accumulations to date have been minimal, what's on the landscape currently has been secured by Arctic cold. How cold was it? Not too terrible compared to days of old, but enough to get one's attention when stepping out the door en route to the woodshed for an armload of firewood. An expectation of more sub-nothing temps by this scoop's airtime might make our Wildersmith low temp of minus 12 last Sunday morning pale in frigidity. The arrival of zero and below temps finds the yet-to-be-frozen Gunflint Lake a steamy cauldron. While waters are warm in comparison to the air above, this yearly occurrence has ghostly plumes drifting ashore from this warm-cold interaction. Accordingly, every appendage up into the shoreline forest is coated in delicate crystal frosting. The magnificence of this nature-made artistry is almost beyond comprehension. The frosted elegance is the subject of which Hallmark cards are made. The only stopping of this Jack Frost decorating show will occur when the winds calm, allowing the Gunflint gal to put on her winter coat. Meanwhile, our winter advance is peaceful and quiet. With exception of chattering critters and snapping tree bark, our snow is still in and of itself. Flakes are profoundly quiet as they accumulate, but once on the ground, the buildup can become quite vocal as we humans disturb the covering by stepping in it. Such has become evident with the decline in temps during recent days. I find walking through the marshmallow mass to be fascinating as each step meets the crystal surface, compressing our fluff. Perhaps listeners, too, have noted a difference in the tonal quality from warm, soft snow to the crispy, dry, cold stuff. Whereas our earlier precipitation descended barely in a solid state and landed on warm earth, trekking and such happened in mere quiet to a slight squish. Over the past few days, a discernible change is noted while tromping in the drier crystal add-ons. As temps declined, it might be said, each step caused the snow to mildly bark back at me. As the temp neared zero, its imprint then seemed to squeak, and on Sunday morning, when it was well below zero, the squeaking became a deeper, hollow resonance. I've read of such tonal exchanges while walking in the snow from a weather observer in Iowa, and sure enough, he seems to be right on. So if you ever see me walking down the road on a wintry day, seemingly talking to myself, I might be just visiting with the white majesty beneath my boots. On another subject, as this territory is in the flyway for many migratory birds, I came upon an informative article in the December-January Nature Conservancy publication. If such interests you, I'd recommend finding a copy and looking at the scribing, Safe Flight, 100 Years of Protecting Birds. The content is interesting commentary for digesting on a cold winter night. For a final note, since this is also bear country, another thought-provoking article appears in the recent Sierra for January-February of 17. Although this reading is focused on brown bears of the Northern Rockies, it has relevance to those of us who live in black bear territory. The Return of the Grizzly by Aaron Teasdale relates to human-bear interactions, much like we experience here in border country. Again, if listeners can get a copy, the author relates an insightful look at how we should be living in close proximity with ursine. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great in a superbly natural way.